We bought that action.
The place for the realest conversations.
I appreciate United Garden Homes for stopping through with a check for $2,000.
Yes.
Some people came through anonymously.
Yes.
Dropped off money. The family has received those funds. And whatever you can do, if everybody do a little, nobody has to do a lot.
The movement continues.
Did you ever think that you would be in this position right now where your daughter would have some way lose her life?
I didn't want to believe it. All the times I called, sometimes the phone would ring and ring and ring for days. I didn't want to know that she had successfully committed suicide.
What are some of the conditions in the jail that got people upset, like the living conditions on a day-to-day basis?
We'll come out of our cell at 11 o'clock in the morning. We'll get food and we'll get medication. So that shortens the time. Out of those 2 hours, we'll probably get an hour out, and then we'll have to lock back down. And by lock back down, I mean we stay in our cell. We get fed in our cell. We don't come out our cell at all. And that's pretty much the biggest problem. Like, they simply say that they're short-staffed, but that's not enough because they knew that they were going to be short-staffed. Like, this has been a problem for over 2 years now.
The marathon continues.
There's never been a better time to make change in the city of Milwaukee, starting with the youth. And we talked about the housing. Willie Hines, y'all boy Willie Hines, and they trying to change the leadership over there. We got our hands full, and it's not the time. But we got attorney B. Ivy Lamar on the lines right now, calling from the courthouse. How you doing, attorney B. Ivy Lamar?
Hey, what's going on, Tori? I'm good, man. Happy to be here.
Joining me on the line, Dr. Umar Johnson. How you doing, brother, Dr. Umar Johnson?
Peace and Pan-Africanism, good brother, Black Power, to all my brothers and sisters in Milwaukee, Kenosha, Green Bay, Racine, and across the state of Wisconsin.
Yo, peace, King. I'm going to stand with you and walk with you, brother.
God bless you.
Because I think it's an important thing, what you're doing, and you need to have the support of the community. Regardless if we live in these areas or not, it all affects us in one way, or shape, or form.
It's time for that action and all the smoke. This is the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association award-winning Tori Low Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on YouTube.
Yam, yam, pam, 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 jam, jam.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, wow.
Man, best show in the world, bro. You got the best show in the world. Hope you know that, man.
God bless you, brother. I appreciate that.
Big up, big up, big up to you both. Thank you so, so, so much. Tori, you spoke to my kids. Liz, you did too. But you spoke to my kids, and when I tell you both that they was talking about what we did earlier that morning all day, that's literally what they was doing. They was talking about it all day.
My son
was just hollering, we're Tori. Like,
tell Tony, all aboard, it's okay to jump on the love train.
I'm not jumping on the love train.
We might got a couple seats left.
Listen, he ain't going to be it. Jordan Love will not be the starter in 5 years.
Trash. That's a trash.
That's just my take.
See, now you're trying to string it out.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Well, I'll need some apologies from the staff of 101.7.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute.
I think the line's messing up. Hey, Eddie. Oh, I guess something happened with
Eddie. Hush up, boy.
And they have an agenda. And the agenda is a satanic one. I don't know why people don't talk about it. You can't talk.
Yo! They just zapped you.
I wanted to make sure that I let you know that to hear a person and have a person like you in this community, the way that you are selfless, the way that you give, even when your cup is not even full, you are filling other people's cups. And that just inspires me to want to make sure that I help you the best way that I can by doing my part.
As always, my good brother, they cool, they calm.
Now, live from American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is the king of talk radio, Tori Lowe.
White people are gonna cry.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah. Milwaukee, stand up. It's Tori Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tori Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7 The Truth. Tori Love. Tori Love Show. Live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. And I'm here for the action.
And I'm but that action.
And I want all the smoke.
Who wants to smoke today?
Salute to all my brothers and sisters on the front lines. The marathon continues.
The movement continues.
How you doing, DJ Brother Z?
It's Taco Tuesday.
And how y'all doing out here in Radio Land? Truth Nation. Hey, thank you for joining me this March 25th, 2025. We got another powerful show for you today. So I'm going to need y'all to open up your ears, okay? Now, look, before I get into the show today, we got to continue because we only got to, I think this is the last week in March that we get to talk about self-care. And I've been trying to do a good job of it. I've been trying to do a good job of coming on the air every day and just honing in on how we can improve ourselves with self-care. March is officially self-care month right here on the Tori Lowe Show. And I think that we have done a great job, DJ Brother Z, of trying to start the show with positive ideas of self-care. And I've been adding it to my life. I've been adding some of the things that we talked about. You know, I did a little research. I just started adding it, you know, to myself this month. Because who don't want to improve themselves? Who don't want to improve themselves? And matter of fact, the topic today is all about that. The topic today is all about improving yourself. I want to focus on today, when it comes to self-care, personal growth and development. Personal growth and development when it comes to self-care. And I'll tell you this, a lot of people, they don't focus on their personal growth and development. Ain't it a GD, growth and development, the gang? Wasn't it called the Gangster Disciples?
Growth, I thought it was just Gangster Disciples.
It was, but it was originally, I think, growth and development, right? But that's powerful if you can continue to grow and develop. And a lot of y'all stop growing. So a lot of y'all act like y'all in high school, you know. A lot of y'all, you know, y'all stop growing and developing. A lot of y'all in y'all relationships, y'all got comfortable. Y'all stop growing and developing. A lot of y'all got to work on it. We all got to work on it. We all need, every day is an opportunity to get it right. Every day is a new day for growth and development. Salute to everybody in the chat. Not Really a City Girl. Good afternoon. Love them. Good afternoon. Hey, look, they already in the chat, DJ Brother Z. We getting started early on the show. But personal growth and development refers to the process of intentionally improving and expanding your knowledge, skills, and character to achieve your goals. Understand, you got to intentionally focus on growth and development. Some people think it just comes natural with living life. Yeah, you'll get some experiences just by living life. But with growth and development, you have to be intentional. You got to intentionally work on improving and expanding your knowledge and skills and character to achieve your goals, enhancing your well-being, and increase your overall quality of life. Now, that's all we're trying to do. That's all what we've been trying to do, is increase our quality of life. And I'll tell you this, it takes work. It takes work, and it takes consistency to practice real growth and development, because a lot of y'all stuck and y'all don't understand, how do I get to the next level? You got to practice growth and development. You got to come up with ideas and strategies to increase your overall quality of life. You can't get stuck. You can't get too comfortable. You know, you can't say, okay, this is it. This is about as far as I'm going to go. Now, if you say that, then that is about as far as you're going to go. But if you say, okay, I got a plan, I got a strategy, I got an idea, and you come up with a way to achieve those goals, you can improve your quality of life. It can happen. Yeah, I'll tell people this. It takes a lot of work to climb the hill of success. It you have to work on it. You have to be consistent. And you can't make a lot of excuses on that road. Yeah, things will happen, mishaps, maybe some misunderstandings may happen. Sometimes you may not have the knowledge, so you may have to bump your head a couple times, but the correction has to be there. The ability to understand, okay, where the mistake happened and to correct it, it has to be there. You're going to make mistakes. But it's not about the mistake. It's about how quickly you can recover and learn what not to do. Okay? Now, I'll say this. By investing in yourself, by investing, you got to invest. Y'all always talking about, somebody always trying to come to you and ask you for a few dollars to flip the money. Hey, you know, somebody always, you know, got a plan to do of what to do with your money. But you can come up with your own plan on what to do with yourself and your assets and your money. You can do it yourself. It just takes a little energy. It takes a little time. It takes a little bit of understanding on researching and educating yourself. You can do it. But investing in personal growth and development can enhance your self-awareness and confidence. Self-awareness, confidence. We talked about self-awareness. Building up confidence. Not going to the store and buying an item or maybe a piece of clothing or a pair of shoes or just because you dressed up and fitted today, you feeling confident. That's not long-term confidence. Real confidence is building the mind, building the spirit. That's real confidence. When you're able to build your knowledge. My granddaddy used to tell me they could take everything material from you. They could take your car. They could take your house. You could lose your clothes. You could lose anything material. But you know what they can't take away from you, DJ Brother Z? They cannot take away what's in your mind. Like, that can always be there. And you can always have that as a resource for yourself. That's why you build your mind up. That's why you build the knowledge that you can work with in your goals. You can build that up where you become valuable. Your mind is powerful if you use it to become valuable. Maybe learn a craft, a skill that people will always need to have. That's why I like the trades. Because if you learn the trade, somebody always going to need a plumber. Somebody always going to need a haircut. You see, I got a haircut. I'm trying to tell you. These are things, valuable things that we need to really refocus on and have common sense about: self-awareness, self-development, personal growth. Personal growth, growing, also improves your relationships and communication skills. Improve, like some people don't know how to communicate, but when you do, you know, self-development, it improves your communications. It improves your relationships. Now people can come to you and get knowledge from you. So now people can come to you and get an understanding from you. I'm telling you, it improves your overall well-being and quality of life. This is powerful. This is powerful. And I think that we need to start teaching our youth these things. We always talk about, we assume that somebody's around teaching our young people these small nuggets. We assume that somebody is around these families giving them real guidance. But many times that's not the case. Many times it's get it how you live. And many times the people that's instructing these young people, giving them the path to destruction. And by the time you see that path of destruction, it's too late. It's too late. Now you're working from behind. We got to regroup, rethink, and reshape our conversations so we can get ahead through personal growth and development. Understanding and improving ourselves, developing emotional intelligence, managing stress, managing anxiety. And we can always say we grew up a certain way and things happened to us. Everybody got a story about what happened to them when they was coming up. Everybody got a story. But it's not about the story. It's about the glory in the story. You got to get the glory in the story. You got to find your glory in your story. Yeah, everybody got a bad, sad story about coming up in the neighborhood and family issues and maybe got mistreated and abused. But you got to do your personal growth and development to get the glory out of your story. That's what I want to hear, DJ Brother Z. I understand. I got a million sad things that happened to me. I can run them down, but I'd rather tell the glory. I'd rather tell how it was overcame. Personal growth and development. It's powerful. It's powerful, Truth Nation. I'm telling you, this is the time to self-reflect and concentrate in building ourselves to challenge what we see, to challenge what we see outside. But you can't challenge what you see outside if you don't even know what's going on with yourself, how you're able to respond, what gifts do you bring to the table, what knowledge do you have to give. This is the time. Self-care, self-awareness, reflection, meditation, mindfulness. Words that most people won't discuss, normal ideas that are free that you can add today. Hey. All right, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, we're going to get into the show. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
And that's Tory Lowe, bringing you all the action and all the smoke. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Money and power I got. Couple friends, I don't got a lot. New friend on my right when I'm making a left in a Lambo, I'm bending a block. I hop out the whip, they give me a bite, I'm so fly, I got everyone shot. If she ain't got the brain, she can't be a 10. Bought a builder, I'm the handyman. Fable, Laffy Taffy, Candyman. Cause I've been snapping since the 2010s. Somebody tell them to stop. Making up ops for the money, she making it pop. Taylor Swift, yeah, they making it pop. In the spider, I'm dropping the top. From Robin, she look like Illuminati. They trying to see if I'm evil or not. She said she wants some Tiffany.
101.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. DJ Brother Z on the ones and twos. A River Hills man was sentenced to 21 months in prison for paying health care kickbacks that defrauded Medicaid and Medicare programs of more than $2.2 million. This is what authorities is saying. This happened Monday. Justin Drew Hansen received a sentence on March 21st for violating the anti-kickback statute, according to U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Wisconsin. We got some video, if you're watching as we broadcast live on YouTube and social media. Let's listen.
A River Hills man facing prison time and millions of dollars in fines for paying health care kickbacks. The Justice Department says Justin Hansen was co-owner of a lab called Noah Associates. Officials say the clinic paid a drug treatment program to refer people for unnecessary drug testing and then billed Medicare and Medicaid more than $2 million. A court ordered Hansen to pay that money back and sentenced him to 21 months behind bars. We turn now to a 12 News
investigation. Hey, they, you know, the kickbacks, it was a lot of unnecessary things going on. You know, we didn't talk about, when I say stuff ahead of time and say that it's a lot of unnecessary things going on and people, they stealing money, they cutting corners at the cost of the American people. Not only this last time around, a lot of people did a lot of unnecessary things to get more money when it came to giving out prescriptions, shots. Whatever they was doing to get that extra money, it's all coming. It's all coming to the forefront. It's all coming to the forefront. I'm going to tell you right now, it was a lot of people that scammed, you know, and got money. And that's why I don't have a problem with the government going through and trying to get that wasteful spending out of the government. Because the wasteful spending is from top all the way to the local, from the federal to the state to the local. It's been going on. And I'm hoping that everybody who, you know, put, you know, tried to do that little extra, you know what I mean? They took advantage of our trust. Hey, you need an extra test, or you need to take this medication, or you need to do this, knowing that they were doing it out of greed and not out of your best interest. Hey, I'm for it. I'm definitely for it. I'm definitely for all of this. You know, I it's a lot of discussion I'm not having right now because I'm just waiting. I'm waiting till it all comes all the way through, because I'll tell you this. Sometimes you got to let things unfold a little bit longer, because a lot of people are going to be backtracking in a second when they've been backtracking. They just, some of y'all will be talking out of the side of y'all neck. And then all of a sudden, when it wasn't what you said it was, you get quiet. You don't come back and say, okay, it wasn't what I said it was. Somebody was in the chat because Ben was producing the show, and the wrong video about Trump and what was going on with the inflation, it was like the wrong video. But all they had to do is go look it up. And for the month of February, we started seeing positive outcomes when it comes to inflation from the Trump administration. You know, all you had to do is go look it up, you know, and it was the wrong video that played, but I was trying to tell people, okay, just, I told them, like, look at the correct video when it came to February of this year and the inflation from the administration. You could look that up. You can use your hands and Google that. But sometimes, you know, I'll say this. Some people don't want to have personal growth and development. They stuck, and you got to let them stay stuck. And to do certain things over and over again and expecting a different outcome many times is insanity. It's insanity. And the one thing I'm going to tell y'all Democrats, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all not the majority. Y'all approval ratings is in the trash. Y'all not, a lot of people don't even agree with a lot of things that y'all trying to do. America. And it's hard for y'all to swallow that. It's hard for y'all to swallow that y'all so far on the losing end that y'all approval rating then dropped so far down in the tank, and y'all still think that y'all got some kind of leverage. I don't know nobody that approval rating or the way that it's coming out about what y'all doing and all the stuff that's coming out, I don't know how y'all feel that y'all got some leverage on anything. Because y'all don't. It's crazy to watch, though. It's crazy. I see it. I watch it. Hey, it's sad, too. That's why I try to do these self-care ideas, personal growth and development, because sometimes y'all done gave yourself, y'all done became agendized and roboted and botted out, and then y'all can't even see it. Y'all can't even see that y'all losing. And not only just because I said it. These are within the Democratic ideas that these polls and things are coming out and within the party. And y'all still, y'all not wise enough to understand, okay, we got to make some adjustments. We got to start making some adjustments or y'all going to end up losing the next three elections, the next three big elections. That's what's going to happen. And I'm telling y'all ahead of time, so when it come out and people start, you know, oh, I can't believe this happened. I'm telling you what's going to happen. I told y'all weren't going to win this time around because of some of the things and some of the stances y'all was taking. They wanted to be mainstream. They wanted to be a mainstream battle of liberals versus conservatives. No, it's just a lot of that was trash. A lot of the stuff they was pushing was trash. The way they was managing it was trash. It ain't no more to it. It ain't rocket science. It was trash. But they still trying to fight. They still fighting. Still fear-mongering. Still ain't changed their ways. Okay. Don't be surprised if the Democrat Party turned into a third party because they messed up the money. They messed up. The Kamala Harris campaign messed up $2.5 billion? Now you're messing with the people that's giving the money. So don't be surprised if they move themselves around from that whole thing. Y'all think it can't happen? It can happen. It can happen because it's not trusted. It's not trusted. America ain't, y'all ain't winning no states, no red states. I don't see how y'all think. That's why nobody, you know, it's a joke. You're supposed to change up. You're supposed to say, okay, this didn't work. Let's get back to the drawing board. But that ain't what I'm seeing. That ain't what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a ship that sunk, but yet they still on the cruise. They still on the cruise and the ship just sunk. They ain't even on the lifeboats. They just out in the water still on the cruise. Y'all think that the Democrats can't fall to a third party? Okay, wait. If the people with the money backing them see that as a bad investment, all they're going to do is move to another party that got a little bit better trust. And right now, the Democrat approval rate and the favorability is down in the tank. And that's the truth. All the donor class got to do is move over and move their money to another party, and that party is going to become, it's going to replace the Democrats. You think it can't happen? Let that approval rating last for a while. Let it get to the next big election. You're going to see a independent party rise up. Not because of the individual, because of the money. Because that money going to shift. And when that money shift, it can make anything happen. We done seen that. We seen that with Black Lives Matter. When that money hit, some of them activists seemed like they could walk on water. They was walking around here. Y'all was amazed. How they doing that? That money hit. That money hit that account. But when, after November 3rd, after the election was over with, how come they ain't walking on water no more? How come it's quiet? The money gone. All right. Hey, look, when we come back, we're going to have a pop culture report. Truth Nation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
It's the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the pop culture report with Kerry Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
1017 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin,
it is amazing,
and Kerry Noni Juice. Juice WRLD in studio.
Yeah, yeah, I was keeping it juicy, y'all.
Hey, what's happening in?
What's happening in?
Hey.
I need to figure out why Benjamin got on his rabbit hole hat already.
Here we go.
Well, you know, honestly, it's just because I wanted to throw my crown on.
That's, it's not Thursday.
It's not Thursday, but you know, I don't know if you know, T-Lo, but I actually do rabbit holes every day. So okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you. Thursday, Friday.
Okay, now it's unleashed.
Yeah, it's unleashed.
Rabbit hole unleashed.
Yeah, yeah. And it's so crazy now I'm talking to you about it, Tori, because the rabbit holes, basically, it started on your show.
Right.
You know, everybody used to be like, oh, Benjamin, you need to do like rabbit hole segments or something. So, hey, here it is. I do it on Jammin' with Juice each and every morning.
That's
from
path.
7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Yeah, man.
That's sounding path.
Gotta let these folks know what it is, man, because, you know, you got to just keep your mind open. You got to keep your third eye open because there's so many different things happening out here.
You kind of look like the Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
And I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying?
And you got to get that.
We got to get you a better hat.
What? Y'all.
You gotta get the roof fix on that.
One of these days, I'm gonna sauce it up a little bit more.
I got you.
But yeah, when I wear my tinfoil hat or my tinfoil crown,
you tuning in?
Yeah, I'm tuning in, man. I'm channeling the frequencies. You know what I'm saying? I'm figuring out everything. Like, didn't y'all find that suspicious? Didn't y'all find that suspicious? That district attorney or the lady, 40-year-old lady, she had died.
Right,
just 43
years old.
Yeah, she was 43 years old. It definitely raised an eyebrow.
You know, yeah. Don't y'all find that suspicious?
It is suspicious.
Isn't it suspicious?
I'm wondering what the investigation is going to, with the autopsy, is going to take.
You just want to say suspicious.
Right. I do. Don't you find that suspicious?
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, no, it's real stuff, though. Like, really, what is happening behind that? And then, T-Lo, now that I'm actually here talking to you, Carrie informed me about this. But so, I was thinking that this is some new stuff happening, but apparently this had already happened. Mm. Did you see that video that was going on, going viral over the weekend, where they were talking about the police had missing people inside of a home?
Right.
It was inside of a trap house.
Daycare.
Inside of a daycare?
It was. I think it was.
You
like
remember when it was
kids.
Like the family? The cops wasn't doing nothing, so the families that came together and like found the kid themselves and like the house, and they put it on fire.
Oh, that's right.
That
was
like a couple years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, because that video has started to recirculate. So I was like,
because it's videos of these kids being found in these houses under the wall and in the basement.
Crazy.
So they're recirculating a lot of those videos. Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, no, I thought that was I found that suspicious.
Okay, man. Yeah,
well, a lot of that is that this is what's really happening, and a lot of times people want to live in a space where everybody is fine. Everybody wants to go according to the mission statement,
right?
But really, it's real trifling out here on certain levels when it comes to what's going on with these kids. I talk about it every day. I try to make sure people stay aware because there is a thing out here where people are after the youth,
right?
And we got to just be mindful of that.
No, that's real.
No, that's a fact. Why are you looking at me like that, Ben?
I thought you said then that's a fact. I thought
no, I said that's a fact.
Yeah,
like I'm saying that's it. That's done.
Okay.
Why are you over here drinking on waters you're not supposed to be drinking?
Well,
on?
I got a rabbit hole you need to go down.
Okay.
I mean, is that up for me?
Because I'm like you, Ben. Like what's going on with you?
You got the computer out, so the whole time I'm doing what I'm doing over here because you whipping your computer out. So I'm thinking we here.
Oh, no. This ain't got nothing to do with what you got going on.
Never mind, man. Let's go down to T-Lo rabbit hole. What you got?
I was going to ask you what's going on with Big U.
Ooh.
Have okay. you been looking into that?
Who is Big U?
Big U is the gangster out in L.A. who was managing Nipsey Hussle. And he recently had to turn himself in because he's facing federal charges. Accused of murder and extortion by the DOJ.
Correct.
Big U?
Yeah, his name's Big U. His real name is Eugene.
Oh, okay.
You know, black people, when you become a thug, you got, you know, some hard name. But yeah, they call him Big U. Apparently, he has had a foothold in not only the Crip gang out there in California, but inside of hip hop for the past about almost 20 years. So a lot of times when people would have to come out and check into LA to make certain they'd be safe.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Checking in.
Yep, yep. Big U would be supplying the protection, so to speak.
So he was the guy in L.A. that was doing that for people who would come into town, kind of like in Houston, that one dude would do it. What's his name?
Yep, you talking about Jay Prince.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he was like the Jay Prince of L.A.
Somewhat, probably a little bit more the bootleg version. I'll say he's a bootleg version of Jay Prince. Right?
What, not as credible or something?
Hey, Jay Prince is a master don out here, man. Mm-hmm. Like, shout out to Jay Prince.
So who is that for the city of Milwaukee?
I don't think people
check in Milwaukee like
that.
Nah,
they just come through.
People just fly.
No, I mean, honestly,
we don't even have an economy like that to tell somebody to check in like that.
I guess, to some degree, I guess we kind of those people they got to check in with. Like, when you come to do radio in Milwaukee, you have to come to 101.7 The Truth.
Right.
We're in the heart of downtown.
That is what I told Drewski when I had met Drewski when he came here with his show. I forgot. It could have been records or something like that. I literally said, you need to check in with me, brother.
Yeah, that's real.
I'm who you check in with. And DJ Brothers, you reminded me of that in my ear. He said, they check in with you, Juice.
That's real. Right. That's real. They got to check in with us if they really want a great interview. Right. You know what I'm saying? Something that was
promote an event or something like that.
Promote an event. It's really going to touch the people, you know, influence the masses.
If they want
to
spread the word.
Yeah. So it's just one of them things. But in regards to Big U, Eugene, he had to turn himself in about like 2-3 days ago. And in doing so, in those 2-3 days, we just saw the whole entire the Roller 60s Crip gang, a lot of them folks had to turn themselves in just like today. So
somebody just blew the whistle.
And yeah, some people would actually allege that Big U or Eugene, who was the leader of this whole Rolling 60s Crip gang, actually snitched on people inside of the gang now. That's what they're going to go say. That's what they are saying. On top of that, they go on to say that Big U is the real reason why Nipsey Hussle died.
Right.
What?
Yep. So,
yeah, this is what they're saying.
Why, though? Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out.
Allegedly, Nipsey Hussle, when he first got on into the rap game, he was signed to Big U. Mm-hmm. So he was signed to Big U in about 2010. So ever since, Nipsey Hussle had been more than affiliated with the Crip gang out there, which is the Rolling 60s Crips. He was out there with them. Big U had signed them. Apparently, Nipsey was looking to get off the record label around the time he dropping the Victory Lap album. Big U didn't
Is in the 10th year, they said.
In the 10th year, correct. So that was about the time he was supposed to separate from Big U. Big U didn't like that. So allegedly, Big U had a situation set up to murder Nipsey Hussle. So a lot of people would allude to the fact that, or the idea that Eric Holder, which is the gentleman who was sentenced to jail for killing Nipsey Hussle. Some people would say that they thought that the FBI was in on getting Eric Holder to go kill Nipsey Hussle. But now more truth has come to light, and it seems to us that Big U or Eugene, leader of the Rolling 60s Crips, actually set that whole debacle up, that whole fiasco up to get Nipsey Hussle killed, because ultimately, you know, as an artist, you're worth more dead than alive.
And so then they're saying that in recent news, this is out at MSN, they're saying that the allegations and the complaint unsealed today reveal a criminal enterprise that engaged in murder, extortion, human trafficking, and fraud.
Crazy. But actually, it's not too crazy.
And they said it was all led behind closed doors.
They said he was posing as an anti-gang activist.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this was still going on. But I'll tell you this. When you look at what's going on and all of these RICO and all of these charges, a lot of these guys was on podcasts telling their information.
Like Straight the Vlad TVs, the Arts and Dialogue. I feel like that's a newer one.
Yeah, Arts and Dialogue is still ran by
Vlad. What was the one outlet where it was just audio?
Ooh, Clubhouse. Oh, Clubhouse, yeah.
That's where a lot of people was going in on Clubhouse, especially WAC 100 and all of the people that
were on Clubhouse.
Yeah, but I'm saying is, Clubhouse kind of came and went as far as enthusiasm.
Yeah.
But
the idea is good, though. Maybe they need to transform that. It could be the new TikTok.
But they got all kinds of audio, these ex gangbangers or people that have turned their life around.
Right.
Telling information on these podcasts. And I was trying to tell people, if you involved in anything that ain't right, you shouldn't be on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Because they're going to get that information up out of you, even if it's on accident or even if it's just a clue to something that they need to connect the dots.
Straight up, man. Because, like, I always think back to A.R. Abb. Do y'all remember A.R. Abb?
Right, right.
He was a Philly rapper who he took himself down. He was on video, audio, for whether it was Vlad TV or whether it was his own videos that he was posting about him being on the block, but basically snitching, talking about...
And in his music.
Yeah, and in his music. Talking about, yeah, this is my little homie Skitta. My little homie Skitter, he be out here rapping, but the reason why I like him is because Skitter really do what he really does what he says in his rhymes. B, he was like, I just saw this man kill a man last week. Next thing I know, I was in a verse. Oh man, I love it. And this is on video. This is on video. Right. With A.R. Abb doing these types of things, but it isn't just A.R. Abb. It's just whole generation.
Look at Keefy D that they got from Tupac.
Keefy D, yeah, he released a whole book. Yeah. Released a whole book about it.
They just let these people sit back. A lot of these things was cold cases.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't have enough evidence or anything
to prove things.
To really get them. But then they just
get
somebody a microphone and they trying to put that bravado out there in the
public. It's like ego talking.
It's an ego. Mm-hmm. And then next you know, they get tricked out of whatever they doing because the interviewer now, you done brought this up.
Right.
Now I'm going to ask you a question that may be something that the police had no clue.
Right.
And then they answering the question, they talking, telling the story, you know, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they just
even and now they rounding them up.
Even these rappers now though, like they tell on themselves without even needing to be interviewed. They just put it right in a song. Isn't it like two people that's locked up right now? Within the last seven years.
Dirk kinda he kinda snitched on himself.
I'm talking about the one that killed who killed his friend or something like that.
Oh, you're talking about YNW Melly.
YNW Melly.
Melly on my mind.
Yeah, and then there's like another one. I feel like I can't think of his name, but they snitched on themselves. What's his name, Zach?
Oh yeah.
Him too. Yeah, all of them.
That was a gentleman with the watch me whip, watch me day day. Yep, Salento. He killed
his cousin.
Yeah, he killed his cousin. So it's just one of these things that, man, we in a digital space now. We in a digital time. And I just know for a fact, if you're going to live a righteous life in the higher ups' minds, they're going to feel like you're going to have to live off of social media to actually live a good life. But if you're going to live off skirts doing all the other stuff, you just need to stay away from any kind of cellular device. Like, but that's why
trap phone.
You can get a trap phone, but that's why they said, like, even like how the mafia moved and stuff. The mafia wouldn't even be able to exist in today's time just because of how much data and technology is out here these days. Everybody's got a camera in their phone,
right?
Like,
and they got Ring
pictures.
Doorbells now
and Ring cams. Like, there is a Ring cam in neighborhood blocks,
right?
Don't that's y'all find that suspicious?
I'll say this: if you out here doing stuff in this time, it's tough, and it don't even pay. The streets is dead.
No, streets is
all dead. All that's dead. All that extra stuff that they promote in the movies that people was getting away with.
Right.
These
done.
Are not those times. Become a politician. You know, if that's the case, they stealing money. But what I'm saying is the street stuff is gone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not where it was. Even I ran into a guy that was talking about the early gangs in Milwaukee, and he done switched up. Went legit because he said that the game ain't what it used to be, what they used to do on the block.
I guess why they didn't think of it like that back then, though?
Well, because back then we didn't have all these cameras like that.
I mean, even just aside from the cameras, it's like, oh, the street stuff is done now just because it's a bunch of cameras outside?
You're misinterpreting it. The culture has changed.
Yeah, the culture. Like, okay, Jay-Z has...
It's a lot of snitches out here. It's a lot.
Because I feel like it was always snitches, right?
Well, I wish
not to this degree.
Yeah, and I wish we had more time because yesterday I was having a conversation with a few friends of mine. We were even talking about gangs, how it used to be GDs, Vice Lords, Lion Kings.
Right.
And people actually live by laws. People don't even live by those laws that they were with inside of certain gangs.
Like, got it.
So if you are a GD, you live by certain rules.
So just the idea of the streets is pretty much dead.
It's dead. Jay-Z has a line that sums it up, and this is about XXXTentacion, but he went on to go say, y'all killed X and let Zimmerman live. The streets is dead.
Got it.
There it is.
Understood.
All right. When we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Truth Nation, it's time to start jamming with juice. This is the Pop Culture Report with Carrie Noni and Ben Jammin on the Tory Lowe Show. Tap in to see what's trending today on Pop Culture Report.
101, 7 the Truth, Tory Lowe Show, Pop Culture Report brought to you by Benjamin.
It's amazing!
And Carrie Noni Juice in studio, Juice World.
Yeah, it's keeping it juicy, y'all.
Hey, what else is going on out here in East Pop Culture? Screets.
We only got like 2 minutes. I was gonna bring up the Omarion thing that you had mentioned before, Benjamin.
Yeah.
About how he was on tour and he was performing somewhere in some city recently, and he was yelling at the people because apparently they just was sitting down while he was performing, and he did not like that. Like, he started yelling at them, and this is not the first time that we've seen an artist yell at a crowd to, you know, have more energy, be more hype. But how he did it, it just felt like he was just angry.
He felt like he had privilege that they were supposed to.
Yeah, he's like, get up. This is a show. Get up. Get out your seats. You know, this is a concert. And I'm like,
is this the millennial tour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, a lot of their audience is, you know, they adults.
And I saw some comment that said, man, before you came on stage, it was Yin Yang Twins and Boosie. They are tired, bro. Like, they don't want to be screaming for you, singing your melodies, Omarion. Like, dang. But it did just make me think, like, should artists nowadays kind of adjust to the new types of crowds that they end up getting? Because I feel like if you're going to try to sell out an arena and you ain't even putting out no new music that got hits on it like that,
yeah,
I feel like you can't really be mad if people ain't standing up and cheering for you. If you want people to be there for you, you need to have like an intimate crowd, like a small group of people who are your core fan base who gonna be excited to see you. But to have like a big old arena and expect everybody to be getting up on stage for you know, getting up and being hyped for you when you're not even that relevant no more.
Like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. And I also think it just comes down to like the fact of we are in a new generation, you know, so this new generation just celebrates things a little bit differently. And the idea that Omarion isn't, all those fans, they're not there specifically for him.
Yeah.
It isn't the Omarion show.
Yeah.
You know, so same thing when like Sexy Red was performing at Rolling Loud. She came out there to perform, but nobody moved, like not even an inkling, like not even an inch,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it's because y'all performing at all these big events or whatever, or festivals, they're not there specifically for you, so right. You can't be mad if people ain't jumping
I
up and down to your
record. I will say it is rude, though, if you in the front row and like the whole, like a whole section of people just sitting down and you in the front, that does
look bad.
But
it's your job to entertain.
That's true, too. It just look bad.
It does.
Just say it in a nicer way. That's all I'm saying.
Hey.
Come on, guys.
Get up. Yeah. Clap your hands. Woo.
That probably would have worked better. Hey, look, I appreciate y'all
off.
For the bringing the Pop Culture Report today. Truth Nation, when we come back, we'll have more conversation. Stay locked in right here on Tory Lowe.